Hi, I'm Robin, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to this episode of Well Conceived Business. This is a juicy episode. If you ever listen to an episode of the podcast, this is the one to tune into if you are looking at creating some form of digital product, be it a signature online course, a low-cost online course, a membership, whatever it is. I feel like there are some aspects or elements that you kind of don't realize until you get in there and do it. And so that's what I'm going to share with you so that you get the skinny and all the tea before you dive into whatever product that you want to create next. So I've had 3 memberships all up, and I've created many, many online courses, 2 signature courses, and 1 which I'm in the middle of delivering, which is called Launch Easy Life. My signature courses were the very first one that I ever created was called the Fertility Warrior Intensive. And it started off as a group coaching program and then kind of evolved into an online course. Then we retired that one and we ended up with The Reset. Although The Reset kind of originally started as a membership and then morphed into a signature online course at the front end with a membership called Fully Supported in the back end. And a lot of what Fully Supported was that continuation of the membership. And there's reasons for why we did everything that we did. The other membership that I have is the Well Conceived Mastermind. Now, both of the life coaching memberships that I've had were like night and day memberships to the Well Conceived Mastermind. And the reason why I would call the Well Conceived Mastermind a membership type model is because people have the opportunity to renew and retain access. It's not a once and done payment, although people don't automatically get enrolled into new payment terms. We negotiate and go through and have a doors open and doors closed period for that. But I would call it a membership. We've had some people who have been in the mastermind for like 3 years. So by and large, it is a membership. But like I said, it runs very differently. And the reasons why it runs differently are probably the reasons why we are now on our 4th year of delivering the Well Conceived Mastermind versus both of the other memberships that I've run have only lasted about a year before we've then closed that up, repackaged it as something else, or done something different. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today is a few things that I have learned having had memberships in the past. And I think there's this shiny object syndrome and this belief in the online world. And everybody talks about like monthly recurring revenue, like you want that consistent revenue coming in again and again and again. And lots of people are like, well, I'll just put my course evergreen. They put their course evergreen and their course doesn't sell on evergreen, but then they feel like they're exhausted from live launching, but they want that consistent revenue coming in and coming in. So they say, okay, I'm going to launch like a low cost membership. And they do that and then discover perhaps that it's actually not all it's cracked up to be. And I've sort of kind of been there before. When I've launched both of my memberships, I've launched them both, fertility life coaching ones, for each of them different reasons. And when I first launched the My Missing Piece membership, I launched that one because I had this vision of creating something that was really, really big. And we only ever got to, I don't know, I think about between 35 and 45 members in that mastermind. The way that I had initially run it was that I wanted to send everybody in the post like an affirmation. We had these beautifully designed affirmations and I wanted it to be this physical thing that you would receive in the mail month after month. We had other things that we would deliver. So I would deliver lessons in different kind of areas. And I got about not even 12 months in. And again, it just completely wasn't what I thought it would be. And I was burnt out from the constant creation of new assets, and the community hadn't really taken off in the way that I thought it would. So we went back, and I think I was running this alongside the Fertility Warrior Intensive. And we went back to just offering the Fertility Warrior Intensive program. The other thing that was a bit too same-same, which got me, was that I was offering the Fertility Warrior Intensive as like the solution to mindset. And I was offering the My Missing Piece membership as the solution to mindset. So they were very same-same. And if I've learned anything in marketing over the last couple of years, particularly when it comes to mindset coaching and helping people through their emotions, you can't have offers that are too same-same with differing price point. They have to be really differentiated in the market and have a really clear place on like, where does this sit? Like, don't have products that kind of compete with each other, because then what will happen is the product that is more expensive is always going to lose out, unless it's clearly defined as, you know, that's something that includes lots of one-to-one or whatever it is. It's going to clearly miss out when it gets compared to the lower cost product. So there needs to be real clarity and difference in that. And then I created the program. The Mind Body Fertility Reset was designed to be something that helped you reset your mind, your body, and your fertility. And it was designed initially to be supporting everyone with like everything. I felt like we had reached however many people on Instagram. I had an email list of thousands. And I felt like surely this is now a time when I can expand my niche and again, grow and scale and go really big. I felt like I had a lot more time because my children were starting school to give to content creation, et cetera. And I really wanted to build a strong community. We've always had a strong community when we ran the Fertility Warrior Intensive. And I had decided to close the Fertility Warrior Intensive program largely because it was that program. Like, I still have love, heart, eyes for that program because people had the best results from the Fertility Warrior Intensive. However, there was a time when I felt like the world had shifted. We'd just had like started COVID and we had Black Lives Matter. And looking back on the course, a lot of it was when I was in the midst of getting my qualifications, and I'd learned so much more since then. So looking at the course, I felt like I want to form a stand for many things. And I want to be someone who really promotes equality and diversity and a more holistic approach to health and well-being, et cetera, and provide this ongoing support mechanism. So I had what I felt was a very noble vision for what I wanted it to be. And then when we promoted it, we got to 100 members in 4 months' time. So we had launched it in August, I think 2 years ago. And by Christmas, we were at 100 members. So I was stoked with that. That for a membership is a really good figure. I did not sell it as a very low cost membership. So you'll often see some within the fertility community that are $19 a month or even cheaper, £10 a month. And mine was $47 a month. And that is because obviously I come at things with strategy. I'm very much a ride the one horse kind of person. So this was the program. This was the thing that I had that I wanted to produce revenue in my business and in my life. We had 100 members. So you can work out what the annual revenue would have been like for that. But I had a six-figure business. So 100 members still wasn't really where we needed to be in terms of revenue for what I need in my business to pay myself, to pay my bills, to pay my staff. And we had some guest experts. I had this really big vision of how cool and amazing and awesome it was. And it was. And I have love, heart, eyes still for the guest experts who joined us in that program. But people were joining that program and still in the entry questionnaires that they had, they were still coming for emotional support rather than anything else, rather than diet or anything else. And it was a really interesting insight. So the membership kind of evolved to be more and more and more, again, about mindset. And then in the new year, we launched an online course associated with that membership. And the online course, again, became the thing that really anchored people down in getting results, just like what the Fertility Warrior Intensive, my signature course before, had done. So we ended up making the decision to split them out. And we then had the online course, the reset, because in hindsight, saying mind, body, fertility, reset all the time was really long and hard to say. It ended up becoming primarily about mindset. And then what we did was on the back end, have the membership called Fully Supported. And that's where we would have like our weekly coaching calls. We had a monthly magazine. We had all sorts of different things that would come out of the membership. And we then decided to close the membership and just offer the online course in the end called The Reset. So, and one of the reasons for that was, number one, I have made a lot of changes in my personal life, in the way that I run my business, and obviously in the way that I like shifting and pivoting and evolving more into supporting others like you with your growth rather than focusing on, you know, mine in life coaching. I've said for many years, it's like, it's really hard to run two different niches, and it really is. And so as part of trying to simplify and ride the one horse in my own life, you know, simplifying is often how we get clarity for our audience, etc. So we ended up ceasing that membership model as well. So then we have the mastermind. The way the mastermind runs is, this has been the first year that we've done just a 6-month enrollment. However, we have previously run it as a 12-month enrollment, and then people have the option to renew and continue on with us after 12 months. And it's obviously runs at a much different price point. So that's my experience of running memberships and the different online courses that we have. We now have Launch Easy Life, which is my signature online course for my business stuff, and lights me up. We are mid-delivery. The feedback that we are getting about that program is just next level. And it is honestly lighting up my heart to deliver the program that has been on my heart for some time now. So these are some of the lessons that I have learned, having had membership, then closed them twice, and also having online courses. So number one is, you still have to focus on one core transformation or brand promise. So a lot of people will go into memberships and they'll be like, this is it, and it's for mindset. But you still have to kind of give some people a pathway when they get into that membership. It can't just be, and what you'll have is lots of people who join and then leave. If you don't have a pathway or like ways that people can follow, almost kind of like a curriculum when they get in that, they can self-identify like, this is the step, this is where I start in this area, rather than getting in and being like, well, what do I look at first? You really have to have a clear pathway and also a clear transformation and brand promise. What are people going to get when they come out of that? So kind of like in the same way as an online course, there needs to be a transformation. It can't just be like monthly ongoing content forever about this topic. So there has to be some kind of brand promise associated with that.
If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your Cloud 9 clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with 3 example posts that will give you an insight into 3 different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today.
So then the next thing in terms of a membership is that people really do view memberships differently to online courses. So as a business owner, when you launch a membership, let's say that it doesn't have one-to-one coaching in it. If you launch a membership, it's typically going to be something in the, you know, let's say $10 to $50 mark if it's business to consumer. You're very rarely going to have a membership that's like $97 a month if it's business to consumer. If it's business to business, it's a whole different ball game. But if it's business to consumer, it's going to be at that lower price point. But for whatever reason, in terms of psychology, if someone looks at that, the average time people will stay in a membership is 3 months. The average cost to acquire a new member in a membership is also 3 months. So we hear a lot of the time these sexy statistics on membership and monthly recurring revenue, and there's this person with 4,000 members and it's amazing. Cool. But unless they have an average length of staying in the membership that is more than 3 months, you're going to either struggle to get new people to join or struggle to break even, because you have to have a consistent effort to bring new members in. One of the big things about a membership is that they rely on community. In so many aspects, when you have a strong and a thriving community, that supports others and that takes away some of the heavy lifting of what you provide and the transformation that you provide in a membership. So a lot of the time, the phrase that goes around with memberships is, it's the content that gets them to come, but it's the community that gets them to stay. So you need to have this constant tap of people coming in and be prepared to spend up to 3 months worth of the membership. So for math's sake, let's say your membership is $10 a month. You have to have $30 a month that you're willing to put into getting someone to join your membership. And then you have to really work hard on getting them to stay in the membership for 6 months or more so that you can double the amount that you're making. So let's say that the membership is $10 per month and the average person does stay for 6 months, that is $60. Versus when you have the same level of content and calls, you could actually probably charge a much higher amount if you sold that as an online course, because you still have to have like a curriculum of sorts for people when they get in there. So it's just worth really having a think about when you launch a membership, not just this concept of like, if I have 100 members and I charge $10 and that means I'll have this much revenue every single month, because actually a membership doesn't work that way, because memberships have what's called churn. So like I said before, most people will only stay, in terms of the average stats, most people only stay in a membership for 3 months. And so sometimes it kind of feels like a sieve if you do not have that customer journey on point, if you do not have your curriculum on point and that communication with people, if you don't have the community on point, it's a really hard struggle to get people to join and then stay in the membership. So I feel like it's just so much harder in that respect. And it's not, you know, just like an online course, it's not a case of create it and they'll just come. And I feel like people think that as a creator with a membership, if I have it, then people are just going to come and it's going to be evergreen. Cool. It's not. You have to have a marketing strategy, just in the same way that you need to have a marketing and promotions strategy and an intake strategy for an online course. Both of them require an intake / sales strategy, not tactics, not, you know, little bits and pieces here and like I'm going to put a pin post on Instagram. That's not a strategy. You need to have a proper sales strategy for what it is that you're expecting and what it is that people will get out of it. And people have this perception, even if a membership is only $10 a month, I don't know, that like I'm getting locked into a contract and then I have to pay this money until I die. Even though memberships are a freaking steal, they're such great value. So then when it comes to a membership, like kind of as I've alluded to before, the biggest focus that you have in a membership is to consider the lifetime value of the people who join. That's probably the number one goal that you have, is increasing the lifetime value of people who come into the membership. So what you will do is have a look at the churn rate. How long are they staying with us? How long are they going? And you want to make sure that you can increase that and make sure that people are staying as long as possible. So that's where you'll look at different strategies of how can we increase the length that someone's in the membership and how do we play around with the price to increase the customer lifetime value. What is that retention strategy and what does that look like? So then when we look at memberships, the other thing that you need to consider is it's so incredibly overwhelming for people when they join a membership, and inevitably both of my low-cost memberships have become this way. The Well-Conceived Mastermind, I feel, is a bit different because content is such a huge part. There's so much training that goes into an online course, like so much tech and how-tos, whereas when you have a membership, it's so much more about her mindset. It's so much more about consistency and community and all of these other elements rather than, you know, like sitting and doing project work. But you need to have a strategy that stops it from just becoming a content fest, because then what happens is, so there's this phenomenon in TV shows, and I've talked about this sometimes on webinars, where Dawson's Creek, as an example, versus Seinfeld. So one of these types of shows, you have to keep watching in sequential order so you understand what's going on with the storyline between all of the characters. Whereas if we look at Seinfeld, you can skip three episodes and then pick up where you left off, and you know, three or four episodes later, and you still know what's going on because nothing really changes. There's no pivotal storylines. And so when they create TV shows where people have to watch episode after episode after episode, they find that when people miss an episode, it's much harder for them to get back on the wagon and keep watching. So they have much higher drop-off rates in those types of TV shows. It's kind of the same as the memberships. If people feel like they miss a week and then all of this content, or a month and all of this content is piling up, or you have a bunch of calls and people feel like they're never able to make the calls, there's this real concept of, I'm overwhelmed, I'm missing out, and I'm not taking advantage of this, because it's this concept of like, it's running out. If I don't keep paying forever and a day, so I need to be always getting my money's worth, versus an online course is like forever access, if that makes sense, usually forever access. So there's a big difference in the way that people perceive the content. So you need to have a strategy within your membership to ensure that people, again, have a pathway for how to consume the content and what they should be focusing on first, so that they can move through the content in a really intentional and strategic way. But also, as with any membership, it's an evolving thing. It's always going to be changing, and therefore you may wish to take away content from time to time. You need to know how to do that without people being like, oh, what, I'm missing out, etc. So there's a lot of pivoting and evolving and growing with your people as you launch a membership. The very last thing that I will say about memberships versus online courses is being really conscious of why people are leaving. So at some point with a membership, every single member will leave. And if you view that in the same way as someone requesting a refund, that's going to hurt like every day. So you really need to get your mind right about people in a membership. No one will stay forever and a day. At some point, every single member will leave. But what you want to do is make sure they leave because they feel like they're graduating rather than people leaving because they're overwhelmed because there's too much content and they didn't know what to do with it, or there's something that they didn't like in the membership, or they felt like they weren't getting the value or the transformation that they were promised at the start. So those are some thoughts and considerations with a membership. If I was going to launch another membership, I would really be considering, well, how many people do I want in this membership, right? How many people are realistic? What is my promotions strategy for that membership? And it's not always just a doors open, build it and they'll come and the doors will always be open. It's very similar in the way of an online course in terms of you'll probably want to have a launch schedule. You need to have a sales strategy and an intake plan for people so that you have enough people ready to come through the door. So it requires promotions just the same as an online course, but really have a look at the customer lifetime value and what that looks like for you. It can be really easy with a membership to put, you know, high in the pie, what is it? Pie in the sky figures out and be like, well, yeah, but if I have 200 members at $10 each, then that's this much recurring revenue. Well, yeah, that's great. But if you don't have the strategy behind it, and if the churn rate is too high, then it's going to be like a sieve and you're going to be stuck with like 30 members. Okay, I do have another promotion. I get another 10 members, but another 10 members leave. And it's going to feel like you're never able to really get that membership up there. So the question to consider is, would I have a better results and a higher customer lifetime value figure if I actually produced this a little bit differently and more as an online course? And this is where, when we have Launch Easy Life, our program, what we really steer people towards is creating an online signature program, which is more like a course than a membership. It feels better all around and it's easy to kind of close off the figures and it comes with less headache in terms of that churn rate. It's just another thing that you need to consider when you have a membership. That said, some people love memberships. For some people, particularly if you're not yet qualified or you don't yet know exactly what you want to do, a membership can be really great because you can really focus on the community. You can pivot, evolve, change, dip into tiny little things, and also leverage the expertise of others. That can be a really great thing, but there are some considerations. And I think everybody thinks, oh, I don't need to promote, or I don't need to do this, or I don't need to do that if I've got a membership. And actually, a membership can be a harder sell and a harder way to really get to, you know, like 10 and 20K months because of things like that churn rate. I hope that has been the most helpful episode. Look, if you are stuck in a membership, or if you are considering a membership or online course or whatever it is, and you want to chat it out further, please come and see me on Instagram at Launch Easy Life. Happy to give you some pointers. Just send me a message and we can go from there. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you at the next episode. Bye.
We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life.
Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.